The Gleam of a Jewel, written by Marenke and read by Sunkitten Shash. A Dark Rise fic, rated teen. James stared at the collar in his hands, the siren call of it never as strong as in that moment. He knew he needed it, needed to unlock Unharian's power inside him, but there was fear stopping him from closing himself in his gilded cage of rubies. Hesitation was making him lose precious seconds, and James hated himself for it. Unharian was he, and he was Unharian. So went the theory of reincarnation, which he knew now to be real. It was just easier to call it theory, because he didn't want to have all of Unharian's memories and thoughts, didn't want to have his self erased by Unharian. But Unharian knew magic James did not, and right now, with every passing second of his hesitation, he needed it. James needed the spells his dreams wouldn't give him. Dreams always too busy with Sarcian, with his darkness and eyes and mouth, needed to be useful to Will. He wanted that, wanted Will to look at him with those wonderfully familiar eyes and thank him so sweetly, wanted to be good for Will, wanted to be useful. Was that Unharian speaking, or himself? James didn't know, didn't want to know. He wanted to think his thoughts were his own, his wants were his own, that the desire he felt for Will was his and his alone, rather than a shadow of what Unharian might have felt. James wasn't sure anymore, but he could always retell himself what he knew was real. He was James. He'd been raised as a steward, then kicked out, and then he'd embraced his role as a magician, as a right hand without the rest of the body. James had flitted by, uncaring, too wanted for the wrong reasons. His magic and beauty had been the assets he'd been using to get by, slipping too seen by people, trying to defend himself desperately from people who wanted to possess him. Then there was Will, who felt like a home he'd only ever briefly had, and the realization he wanted him. Love was a word bubbling under his chest, tempted to fly off his tongue, but he didn't want to scare him off. Not now, not ever. He didn't want to think of what losing Will would do to him, because even the mere passing thought of it made James twitchy. With the knowledge he had, though, it made sense, didn't it? Of course James fell in love at first sight, as much as he hated it. Will was Sarcian, and with James in the role of Unharian, they were bound to reenact old dances. Such was what the steward said, and such was the fate James could imagine for himself. He had thought, until he met Will, until he put his eyes on the collar, that this was what would happen, that he'd be unable to not become Unharian, that he would end up as a pet, as a knight. Then Will came along, holding the collar, refusing to chain him, and James had been in love. Will had the opportunity so many wanted, and instead offered James the choice of his own destiny, allowed him something never given to him, freedom, given like it was nothing, with no expectations of payback. How was he not to love Will? When James realized he was Sarcian, Sarcian from the glimpses in his memories, more eyes and smiles than actual presence, hands on his body and hair, feelings from wet dreams James clung to, but were almost immediately forgotten upon waking. He cursed himself. Of course James would love Will. But Will was different from Sarcian. James didn't need to hold his breath when near Will, because he was not controlled by him, because he still had his free will intact. The collar whispered to him, singing songs of putting his head down and obeying, of magic beyond his current capabilities, of Will looking at him with eyes full of familiar gratitude. How was he supposed to deny its siren call? James had resisted it for so long, but ever since acquiring it, his dreams of Will putting the collar around his neck and bending him over had become more than a fantasy to get off on the sly to. They'd grown all too common, especially with the recent situation of shared quarters, shared space, shared too much too suddenly. Around him, in the distance and yet too close by, the fighting got worse. He could hear voices rising, sharper tones than needed, and Will, desperation clear in his voice. James had to do something. Had to move. Had to make a choice he wasn't sure he wanted to make. Wasn't sure if it wasn't the collar and the past dragging him into the rightful position he was meant to have. But Will would take care of him. Will would not abuse him, would not make James do anything he didn't want to. And Will, by the way the conversation was going, needed him, needed Unharion more than ever. It was easy when thought like that. If he wanted to help Will, then he had to wear the collar. James took a deep breath and put the collar to his neck. He didn't need to fasten it. The magic inside it acted up, and James felt the metal melt against his skin, becoming a single solid band. It was like someone was strangling him, a heavy and familiar hand over his neck, choking James out. James keeled over, a gasp leaving his throat as he felt Unharion's fingers ghost his skin, finding the neural pathways of his brain and whispering memories into his ears, saturating him like a wave rushing in at the beach, filling nooks and crannies he didn't even know he had. When James rose, he was aware of Unharion's takeover, aware he was more Unharion than he was James. But he'd keep going. His head snapped in the direction of the fight, and his lips curled into a smile. Sarsian needed him, and he finally had the tools to help him like he was meant to be doing all along. The end. Thanks for listening.